Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Antonio Vélez, Investor Relations Officer of CEMIG. We now start CEMIG's webcast with financial results relative to the first quarter 2018, where the presence of our Chief Officer for Finance and IR, Aurélio Fernandes Leonardo Jr., our Chief Officer for Business Development, Daniel Faria Costa, Chief Officer for Distribution and Commerce, Ronaldo Abreu, Head of Corporate Finance, Eduardo Pereira Guimarães. This webcast may be followed through telephone numbers 5511-2188-0155 or 5511-2188-0188. Also through our website at ri.cemig.com.br. For his first consideration, we hand over the floor to our Chief Officer for Finance and Investor Relations, Mr. Maurício Fernandes.
Good afternoon. I would like to begin by thanking you for reserving time to follow up on our results. We have the pleasure to show you the results of our first quarter 2018. We tried to incorporate the feedback provided by you in our presentation. That's very important for us to improve our management processes and also convey information to you in a way that is more understandable to you and also easier to follow on us. Mr. Vélez will coordinate, will show the highlights, and will contribute at different moments. We have several chief officers here, and they are available to your questions.
Thank you. Let's begin by reading slide number three. I've skipped the disclaimer. We are going straight to the highlights of consolidated results. A very robust 465 million of net profits in the quarter, meaning more than 35% growth year-on-year. EBITDA, cash flow operational, over 1 billion reais, rather strong as well. We are already showing improved operational efficiency gains, especially deriving from our voluntary disconnection program, retirement program, and that means 49 million over last few years. Also, efforts to reduce borrowing costs that reduced a lot of our debt, and that meant some 171 million reais less in costs, borrowing costs. Equity gain contributes 57 million in the first quarter. Two important points, perhaps going beyond the results themselves, is the acknowledgment by the market with regard to our improvements in credit quality. For example, Fitch upgraded our rating, national rating, by three notches to investment grade. As for the global rating, we have been upgraded one notch. At the same time, Fitch, as you know, reduced the rating of Brazil altogether, but we were improved one more notch. Standard & Poor's also upgraded us one notch in the Brazilian scale, and we achieved investment grade with them as well. We keep our focus on the execution of the divestment program, as we'll talk to you about in more detail later on during this presentation. The next slide number four, we should highlight
net profits increased by 35.9%. All the items here contributed to this improvement seen in the quarter, from revenues, PMSO, other expenses, financial results, and so on. The non-controlled costs are neutral, as you know, and they are just conveyed as they are. And Senegi had a major contribution in the sense of really improving the results of the company on these terms. Slide 5, we talk a little bit about the electricity market. We are opening up here both the build market and the Senegi market. A key information here is that by the figures, we can see that the economy is now in the upswing. We see it increases by 3% in transport, electricity, and the captive market in all lines of consumption. Also, migrating free clients, as we see, captive market, a slight reduction only, but that's neutral in the medium term for the distributor. And more than 8.5% increase in the concession area, consumption very strongly reacting positively. We can say that in the first quarter last year, we still could count on Jaguar, Miranda, and Volta Grande hydroelectric plants. Well, Volta Grande ended in the late February. We reduced 30% of Senegi's GT's total power uptake, meaning some 700 megawatts. But with our very big effort, we managed to improve our market so that that reduction meant only 4% in the Senegi GT's market. With regard to operational expenses, slide 6, PMSO had a substantial reduction, 6.7% drop. In addition, we saw a reduction in several provisions, highlighting employment law cases provisions amounting to 46 million reais. In other provisions for losses on investments, that's the case of Light's put and San Antonio's put. They both grew only slightly. Well, in the case of San Antonio, we even saw a reduction of 43 million reais. That explains altogether the improvement in operational expenses. And with exception of offshore services, all the others that showed some increase, like purchase energy, basic transmission network, and gas, they are explained by the natural processes of the company. Now, slide 7. GT results, as I had anticipated, there is this slight drop in net revenue, 6.7%. But it's a small drop, as I said, if we compare, if we take into consideration the 30% reduction in the assured energy that we had at the time, last year. Thanks to our efforts to cut down expenses, and also because the debt of company was minimized, and also reduction of Selic interest rate, we have this 250 million reais new results. Slide number 8. The media distribution results also came very favorably. Reduction in contribution margin by 1.8% in the revenues after the costs of merchandise, expenses with transmission, basic network, and so on. There is this reduction that's basically deriving from the negative adjustment that we saw last year of some 10% in average for the tariffs in supply, and also a reduction of 40% in the TUS. And the TUS tariff charge reduced 40%, that impacted the revenues. In spite of the PNSO substantial reduction by 19 million reais, that was not enough to offset that loss. But anyway, our net results in SMED distribution was benefited from the reduction in the cost of debt, the borrowing costs, and also with the lower Selic rate, interest rate, that's 58 million lower in the first quarter 18. Now, I'd like to hand over the floor to Paulo Eduardo. So he will talk to us about the debt profile of the company. Thank you, Valis, and good afternoon, all of you attending the conference. About CEMIG's debt profile, I think this slide shows pretty much the successful work that we conducted last year as we rolled over the debt and lengthened the amortization timetable. We more than doubled the average term for our debt, and as you can see here, this goes well into the next years with no substantial growth in that profile that would lead us to having any concern. In 2017, we had already reduced, and this first quarter, we have paid off another 700 million reais of the debt, and that contributed a lot to the liquidity of the company. This timetable is compatible with our cash generation, but even so, we'll keep on reducing that debt with our funds deriving from the divestment program. And just the way we see, we can reduce the risk perception of the company and also reducing then also even further the cost of the debt. You can say leverage indexes are seen to be stable, and they should be coming down over the years as our debt is reduced. And for the next page, CEMIG GT, we can see that this of this maturing debt, we have some 500 million already in our cash to proceed to the payment, and we have no major concerns about the remaining the debts for the remainder of this year, given the cash that we expect to keep raising. I'd like to highlight this 42% of GP indexed to the dollar, but that's not a source of concern because we contract a hedging operation last year, and that protects us within a given exchange variation band, and we are protected. In nominal terms, also, we have been benefited by the decreased Selic rate and the other indexes are also stable. As for CEMIG D, we can see, next page, we can see that commitments for the remainder of the year are, you know, very slight, and we have issued promissory notes, and that meant rolling over the debt. We raised the funds in order to cover the debts that were maturing. And these would be the highlights as for debt, but later on we can go back to the issue of the acknowledgement by rating agencies in face of our improved liquidity. Thank you, Paulo, for the information and explanation. Moving on to slide number 12, investments. This is the investment program of the company for 2018. As you know, the MIG-GT itself has just a small investment, just $54 million. Also, talked about the transmission and also capital injections. In terms of this investment by CEMIG-GT, basically it has to do with reinforcements, improvements. That means almost immediate return, very attractive returns, and that's a captive investment. There's no competition. It's a great investment that we can do in this transmission to boost its revenues. As for capital injections planned for this year, it includes Aliança Norte and Amazônia, the subholdings of Belo Monte, amounting to some 190 million reais, also in Goiás, and some small investment of 5 million reais for Itaucara. The transmission, we always have a big investment program that it will become remuneration, as in the case of our upcoming tariff revision. So the overall program amounts to 1.6 billion reais, a little more. And from these, in the first quarter, we have already realized almost 270 million reais. Slide 13 now, it shows cash generation goes very strong. It's going very strong. We have reduced our debt and paid up some debts. We started from cash a little above 1 billion reais, and if we consider securities, we also had some 2 billion, we had 2 billion reais in December last year, and then we have the results and the provisions and other items that do not affect cash. We pay the interest in the period, and the loans, we bought energy that had already been delivered, and we should pay it in the first quarter this year. That's why we have this reduction of almost 720 as for suppliers. And also, there was some taxes to be paid, and this implies a reduction of liabilities. 110 million, that was what remained for as for share subscription. We completed that in March this year. Also, as for the financing, we focused on paying up the debts that were maturing, That meant 723 million reais paid for loans and debentures. As for investments, the way we can consider the TVM, the securities, when we reduce that investment, it appears as a redemption of financial investments. And this was a very strong quarter in terms of operational cash flow, and we focus on paying debts. And even so, we remained with a very robust cash flow of more than 420 million. And availability altogether goes above 800 million. Now, let's talk about the improvements in credit quality. As for credit quality, it's obvious that it's the result of all the actions that the executive board has been taking. The most expressive of them is the Fitch ratings, and it's especially pleasing to see their acknowledgement. As we have discussed with you, we have been acknowledged by, our efforts have been acknowledged by important players in the market, assessors, Fitch and Standard & Poor's and Moody's. They are all acknowledging that in their recent ratings. These results that we consider very good results in the first quarter, they are not a result of seasonal effects, but they are the beginnings of some results that are the fruit of an alignment of the company with the minority shareholders and employees, and a realignment of the strategy and what really matters for CEMIG. Why am I saying that? Because in our interactions with the market, it has the importance of us discussing that and making it even more clear. Now that CEMIG has reached or has solved its liquidity situation, then some of you could think, well, so there's no more need for divestment. No, this is an important pillar, but it's one among the others. Why does it keep important? Why is it so important to go divesting? As we can see from the perception of risks from the market and in the rating agencies, we could say that we are celebrating our achievements, what we are far from fully pleased or accommodated because of that. It results from operational performance and also divestment. Hence the importance of keeping divesting. They are happening, and they will keep on happening, perhaps with a greater emphasis. At this first moment, we considered the importance of liquidity, and from now on, divestment will deserve even greater attention from us. It's important to highlight that we are about to have this tariff review. That's very important for CEMIG B, but it's not by chance. When that last happened, we set up a work group. They met twice a week, and we discussed all the aspects, and they did their homework, and in parallel, action plans were set up for future improvements to be achieved. It hasn't stopped here. We still expect even greater improvements in that regard for upcoming years, reducing default, achieving higher levels of satisfaction among our clientele, you see that we lost some important plants, but the reduction was of less than 4% in available energy. So that showed the capacity we had to go for the market and to make up for that. And CMHGT is a reference, a benchmark for intermediating electricity in the market. Also, Bright, we have both internal and external credit market already sending out to us pretty good positive signs. We had funding of 400 million reais in CMHGT involving first-rate banks. That's a clear sign of acknowledgement by the market of our efforts, and we expect to have even further opportunities to bring to you every quarter even better results. Some examples of divestment. CEMIG Telecom will be the next ball to play. By the end of this month, we should be announcing the auction proceedings. We have incorporated already CEMIG Telecom, so it's much simpler process. There won't be a long, long time between the auction being launched and the whole process being wrapped up. You can see here that we have negotiations ongoing with Atalissa or alienation of capital of other players. Well, about Santo Antonio, negotiations are being discussed. Together with a Chinese group, this process shouldn't take too long either. It is either a go or no go, but that's a pretty acceptable time frame. These are, you know, hints that we'd like to give to you, saying that the divestment program keeps being crucial to CEMIG, and there should be no doubt about it. I'd also like to again stress that it would be a great pleasure to us to welcome you in our meeting with the markets that we're discussing GT in this upcoming event of late May, and we can discuss anything that you wish pertaining to our business. That is, we could open up for questions, and statutory officers and executive officers are here to respond to your questions. Thank you. We'll now start our Q&A session. To make a question, please just press asterisk 1. To remove the question from it, you just press hash or send an email to ri@cemig.com.br. If you want to make a question, just press asterisk 1. Andrea Sampaio from Santander would like to make a question. Good afternoon. I have two questions. During the comments on the results, you referred to a new value for renegotiation of contract with Santo Antonio. Would you have more details about that? Also, I'd like to understand the performance under order in that diagram. We saw a interesting reduction. Could you comment on that?
Yeah. Thank you, Andre. Good afternoon. And the revenues from negotiations with Santo Antonio, that was within the scope of MSSB. That was a reduction that was interesting, both to CEMIG Distribution and Santo Antonio. It comes in as revenue now because this is no longer an expense from now on to us. We'll review the CVA that we still have to collect. As for other here, this is a very polarized setting, but we can provide perhaps more information. I'd like to understand whether this would be recurrent or non-recurrent, not very specific. No, nothing specific about that right now. Then, yeah, the cost could be considered at that magnitude. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Mr. Vinicius from HSBC has a question. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions about divestment. What's the strategy for light? Is the process still open-ended? About Santo Antonio, negotiations have been resumed. I would like to know about your expectations of when it should be completed. Also, a question about cost reductions. I would like to know how much you expect to have in terms of a cost reduction with the employees that have adhered to the retirement program, early retirement program. I would like also to know about the cost and term of this third operation. Thank you, Vinicius. I would like to ask our Chief Officer for Business Development to talk about divestment. Vinicius, thank you for your question. According to what Mauricio said, divestment is and remains a priority of CEMIG. We're still working very strongly on the assets that we listed. As for light, negotiations are still going. Forecast for completion within schedule. And now there is this visibility of the sector of energy and distribution given the Eletropaulo event that favors and may even speed up our selling process. The strategy already announced of selling the control over that keeps on going with even more positive outlook. Santo Antonio negotiations have been resumed very strongly, full-fledged, and the physical guarantees of 96 megawatts have been solved. They put on the table 88 megawatts, meaning $1 billion in valuation, further valuation, in terms of what has been adjusted between negotiators. This should be completed by July. Shareholders still see that as a priority. There are challenges still, of course, to be overcome, but this has been kept as a priority by CEMIG and the other shareholders that complete 51%. Did I say July? No, the transaction, the negotiation process is planned to have been completed by
the end of this semester. Thank you, Vinicius. As for your other questions, the early retirement program that CEMIG has been developing in recent years is the minimum legal minimum as the employee really disconnects from the company. He is entitled to 3 months of payment and other benefits that generates 1 year payback. It depends a lot on the date of the the retirement, but we can assume that this reduction can be fully seen as from next year in our figures, despite we have seen 175 employees this year, as shown in our slide. This has been already a significant number, because in 16-17 we numbered some 2,000 adherents, and we'll update with new adhesions to the program. As for expenses, that's it. And as for the debt, promissory notes that have been issued in May into the distribution amounted to 400 million reais, maturity 18 months, 151% of CDI is the cost. 18 months term. Thank you. So, if you wish to make a question, just press asterisk 1. Marcelo Sá from BS Bank has a question. Hi, everyone. Thank you. I would like to make up some questions about light and other processes involving sales of assets. There was a proposal of changing the statute, which would say in practice that new shares could be issued for light. Light dropped strongly on that day, but then that was denied, and they said they wanted a follow-on. What has been decided about that? The articles of incorporation will be changed or not? And if this sale is not completed anyway, will they proceed to a follow-on to reduce capital and prevent light from becoming, for example, a state-owned company? That's my first question. Thank you, Marcelo. As for light, when that discussion popped up with the increase in updated capital, this came along with a series of other proposals of adjustment, not just an increase of authorized capital. The meeting has been suspended by 22 May, and by then, shareholders and CEMIG will deliberate about that. But the message here is no moves such as a change in the articles of incorporation at light will be taken in this regard, with to our intention of selling majority share stock holding of light. We still believe that this is a good moment to exit the company. We are talking with our advisors. We've been working on this sale process, benefiting from this favorable moment. That's the moment to move out, and that's what we still think. the put option solution, as much as you could agree, there are funds nowadays to cover any such needs. The situation is different from 2017 in that regard. Well, that process is not that simple to happen, even if the need exercised the put option and regained those shares. But there are also other market mechanisms to prevent that statization from happening. We are very following that very closely, and we are strongly working on the selling process, but we are in that watch out for any factor that could prevent our selling to happen this year. Marcelo. Well, there was an expectation that at any moment you would get some buying offers, but that didn't happen. But we heard that one of the proposals you got was of the whole company and another with just a distributor. Given that good moment that you mentioned in the market, are you focusing on the distributor more especially, or are you still thinking of selling the entire company? Going back to what you said, I'll rephrase what I said in our other. I'll be even strongly rephrase what Daniel said. As for capitalization, as it is in the articles of incorporation, forget about it. It doesn't exist, / it won't happen. The meeting will happen on the 22nd, but I could be very objectively saying to you, forget it. It won't happen, be it in any primary, secondary fashion. That won't happen. We will keep on doing what we have been doing and discussing in our meetings with transparency and objective. So, again, that won't happen. As for your put option, just erase it. That's not a problem. Write it off. That's not a problem for the company. If by November, by any, let's take the worst scenario, if we sold just 3% of the shares in the market, that put option would be done with. So some things may be a problem, but some other things are not a problem at all. Simply, the proposal must be good, and it must take light to a different threshold as we expect. Two things. Fundings, we're not going to dilapidate our equity. That shouldn't be read as we don't want to sell. We want to sell, indeed, no doubt about it. Just to say that we have no prejudice, not preconceptions about, oh, let's have this go for the distribution, maximizing results. Well, if that's the case, why not? But just so to reinforce our stance of divestment, but without any prejudice, preconceived ideas. The increase in authorized capital, to kill that topic once and for all, any change in the articles of incorporation to make the selling possible or complemented, that will be done. But a complete change that will obey the design that's necessary for the selling. The selling process involves someone who makes an offer and the other party accepting that offer in addition to other conditions. Until that doesn't happen, the negotiation can't be concluded. all the alternatives are being considered for in that regard. Could we sell that just a distribution? Well, why not? But let's be practical about it. That window of opportunity won't be left open indefinitely. The target, the goal is to complete that this year. And if we have any possibility that could be bringing even better results in short term, well, perhaps it won't happen within the time frame we have. But how much would we expect until we get to a more elaborate proposal, meeting the CVM, the Securities Exchange Commission deadlines? Well, we keep on talking to potential buyers, and our goal is to complete that process at some time this year, according to the timetable originally established. About San Antonio, well, the payment could be breaking down in a part cash or part as an extra account, taking into consideration contingencies. That would make sense to you as a business model. Well, this negotiation is complex. It involves several partners and associates and different circumstances, and we cannot preempt anything that regard at this point, except the fact that there should be interest on the buyer and the seller. Thank you. I should remind you that if you want to make a question, press asterisk 1. Now we close our Q&A session. Now I'd like to hand it over to Mauricio Fernandes Hernandez Jr., our Chief Officer for Finance and Investment Relations. Again, thank you for your contributions and interaction. It's very important because it keeps us evolving. I would like to restate my invitation for this 29th May. We should come in Epic Park in our Investors Day, and we could talk more about our business. So this webcast is now closed. Would like to thank you all for participating, and good afternoon.